Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to the Two Mats podcast brought to you by The New European. The New European is the paper standing against the kind of right-wing nationalistic corrosive politics and media that we've seen drag this country down over the last few years. And if you want to do something positive about the state of the nation, then support our independent journalism. And you can do it for less than £1 a week. For £1 a week, you get all of the digital offering and our great new app. But for another £1, you can get the newspaper delivered every single week straight to your door. And that's a saving of more than 75% on the cover price. And it's the best way to support what we do. So please consider subscribing. Just go to www.theneweuropean.co.uk/2mats. That's the number 2, M-A-T-T-S. There's a link in the show notes. And it'll be the best spent pound a week you make this week.
In this year of all years.
In this year of all years.
Go for it. It makes sense.
Hello and welcome to the Two Mats regular Sunday Q&A session brought to you by The New European.
I'm Matt Dancona.
And I'm Matt Kelly, just in case you were in any doubt.
And a happy Sunday. Sorry, I'm just waking up here. So the first question.
Okay, shall I read it?
Yes, by all means.
I think you're going to answer this one better than I will. And it's from Graham in Queen's Park. Will Westminster force a general election in the six counties? What if the DUP get wiped out? This is the six counties of Ulster, by the way, Northern Ireland. Will the Belfast Agreement have to be renegotiated? Do you see a united Ireland around the corner?
Great question from Graham. Thank you. So the background to this is that the executive in Northern Ireland has been blocked since February 2022. We're coming up to 2 years over, you guessed it, post-Brexit trade rules. It's the gift that keeps on giving, Brexit, isn't it? And Chris Heaton-Harris, the Northern Ireland Secretary, has just extended the deadline to hold an assembly election if no executive is formed to February the 8th. So that's the answer to question one. What if the DUP get wiped out? Will the Belfast Agreement, by which I think Graham's referring to the Good Friday Agreement in 1998, have to be renegotiated? I don't think that any result that's going to happen in the medium term is going to so imbalance the representation of communities. So it may be that people would leave the DUP, go back to UUP or other unionist parties. But I'd be very surprised if there was a nationalist wipeout of the nationalist parties. Sinn Féin is in the lead now. But I think that renegotiating Good Friday is such a non-starter, both domestically but also internationally. I mean, it's now become part of the architecture of global diplomacy. It's really important.
Well, when you hear the President of the United States saying, don't go near there.
Don't go near there. And, you know, the dividend of Good Friday has been so great that I think, and rightly, we'd move heaven and earth not to let it happen. The final question Graham raises is, do you see a united Ireland around the corner? I do, actually, because I think that as long as we stay out of the European Union, because I think that the appeal to Ireland of the Republic of Ireland, of a united country and the North will grow, because they are in the single market in the North, and they won't want that to be threatened. And that special status within the UK is going to erode the sense of sameness that unionists in the North have. Yeah. Now, I don't think this is necessarily imminent, but things take a trajectory, and I think that the dial is nudging historically towards that. Lots could happen, who knows? But if I had to punt, I'd say possibly even in my lifetime.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure. And I think, I mean, demographically, the case is always that it's growing towards the likelihood that you would get a popular vote to reunite with the Republic of Ireland. And I would say before Brexit, the great balance that the Good Friday Agreement had struck was that people in Northern Ireland who wanted to feel like they were Irish could yes. cross freely, trade freely,
point,
carry a Republic of Ireland passport. That has felt threatened now since Brexit. That Brexit has undermined that entire sense of balance that the Good Friday Agreement was hinged on. And so if it does happen, and I think it will happen soon, I'm pretty sure it'll happen within the next generation, to be honest. I won't be at all surprised, but there we go.
No, I agree
with you. Thank you, Graham from Queen's Park. Next question, please.
In your recent podcast, you talked about how Joe Biden was looking more frail, but Trump has been seen limping and with lesions on his hand. His speeches have become more rambling, and he's been getting people's names wrong on stage. He also famously has a poor diet and doesn't exercise. Could we all be spared a Trump presidency simply by his body failing? Asks Robert Allen. What a good question.
Well, I mean,
what do you think?
The obvious answer is yes, of course. A man that unfit could keel over at any at any moment. I just
what they call the hamburger from heaven on Pod Save America.
I just don't think we're that lucky. That's the problem. I think he's going to live through just on the fumes of vile hatred and, you know, the energy of
to be awkward.
Yeah.
His longevity, I'm sure, is very heavily embedded in his contrarian spirit.
Exactly.
It's an interesting one, this, isn't it? Because Robert's spot on to raise this. And it has suddenly become an issue. The Biden-Harris campaign released a brilliant, brutal attack campaign ad, which used Trump's repeated confusion of Nikki Haley, the last
with
remaining
Nancy Pelosi.
With Nancy Pelosi, and then used Nikki Haley's own attack on Trump and his cognitive decline as the sort of script. And that's a good attack. A, you know, you think Joe Biden's having problems, look at this guy. And it's also good because there's a pushback from undecided voters when you just say Trump's wicked, Trump's wicked, Trump's wicked. But if you say he's useless, however, I think there's a twist in all this, which is just shows the great unfairness of life, which is I think it's always a mistake to assume that any election will be contested according to a single fair set of rules, that there's a single stable set of criteria for all candidates, and it can be different for each. So it may be, and I hope I'm wrong, but it may be that people see what senile in Biden is just Trump being Trump and being chaotic.
And I must be honest, I didn't think it was a great attack point. I just thought most people will look at that because, I mean, for people who haven't heard it, he goes on about Nikki Haley was responsible for this. Nikki Haley was, and he means Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
Over the security of the Capitol and stuff like this. And I just think people will just think Trump's just
being Trump.
Being Trump. He's off on a roll and he's got the name wrong in his head and so what?
Because he's a maniac, he chooses the wrong.
And I think that's probably true, you know.
I mean, if people are interested in this, there's a Dana Milbank in the Washington Post has been up in New Hampshire and did a fantastic piece. You can Google on just listing all the gaffes and nonsenses that Trump has been saying during that campaign in that state. And I have to say, it's a pretty impressive inventory. Look, all I would say is I'm glad that Biden and Harris are up and running.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at the moment, Trump is the story.
Yeah.
And it's good to see the Democrats in the race. But it's, boy, what a race.
Well, a bit of a forgetfulness on Trump's part might not be a bad thing if he forgets, like, A, he's like a fascist, A, you know, B.
Best of all, he forgets he's running.
I knew I had something to do. I can't remember it. Great guys. They come in a car and they take me to places all over America.
Yeah. Make it a great again. Right, next question, please.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
From Denny via Spotify. And interestingly, folks, if you want to ask a question or give feedback, if you're listening on Spotify, you can just type in a question on the Spotify page. It couldn't be easier. Question is, Scottish independence feels far away now. Chaotic, slow death of far-right Tories gives hope. I like this literary style.
Very, it's very good, isn't
Cormac
it?
Cormac McCarthy, isn't it?
Yes, it is very
Question, could Scotland get a version of the Windsor framework under Labour and rejoin the single market?
Good question. I mean, the Windsor framework, as listeners probably remember, was signed last February by Rishi Sunak and Ursula von der Leyen, President of the European Commission. And it was an attempt to iron out some of the problems of the wretched Northern Ireland Protocol, which again harks back to the requirements of the Good Friday Agreement and the special nature of the north-south border in Ireland. Specifically, there cannot be a hard border. So effectively, Northern Ireland is in the single market. It is. And Sunak said a year ago, one of his most wonderful gaffes, he said that Northern Ireland was in an unbelievably special position yes. because of its access to the single market. Yes. Well, yes. Yes, it is.
Like we used
Rishi.
To.
Yes, mate. Yes. The reason I'm sceptical about this, I'm not sure on what constitutional basis, other than it would be nice that Scotland would claim that special status. It yeah. hasn't got a border issue in the same way that Northern Ireland has. And if that, and we're assuming, I suppose, this happens under a Starmer government, yeah. then why not go the full Monty and just take us back into the single market as the
yeah.
UK?
Yeah.
But I do think Denny's right to imply that this the asymmetry of Northern Ireland's position, and we've discussed this on the pod quite a bit, is, yeah. you know, the fact that being in the single market is really good, will become more of an issue as growth is sluggish. I really yeah. do.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Denny, via Spotify. Next question, please.
Does Starmer's speech in defence of the RNLI and the National Trust show he can capture political ground the Tories have vacated in their war on woke? Eamon in Bedford.
So I sort of thought it was less of a big stance than perhaps Starmer and his comms team thought it was. I'm not sure how much resonance the war on the National Trust has got in people's heads. I think of all the battlegrounds that Keir Starmer could choose to fight the Tories on, their kind of lame attempts at culture wars are probably the easy pickings and of not that great consequence when there's so much other important things he can be talking about. Also, I don't suspect he'll convince any, if you loathe the National Trust because you think they've gone woke or whatever it is, then I don't suspect Keir Starmer is going to change any minds in that. It's probably already a set field. So my answer is, I think it was like a wasted speech, although it got a lot of pickup.
Yeah, I mean, I think, what I think about this, I think, culture war is if you do it, it's a culture war. If I do it, it's a valiant defence of common sense and civic decency. Yeah. You know, people, yeah. and culture is now part of the electoral mix, less so than in America. I think Starmer's strategy is understandable in this sense, which is that it's all part of the detoxification of the Labour Party and just endlessly backhanding, you know, balls across the net that he thinks might stand between the party and election.
Yeah.
And wokeness is perceived or real is undoubtedly an issue, not as much as in America. And so he's very much sort of changed the position of the party on trans. He didn't exactly take a big risk in backing the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, the National Trust. I mean, it was a very defensive yeah. move. I think if there's any value in it, and there may not be much, I think, you know, this election is going to be about the economy and migration, basically, and mainly the economy. I think that what Labour will be trying to do later in the year, assuming the election is then, is make the Tories look not only incompetent, but positively deranged.
Uh-huh.
You know, the country is going to hell in a handbasket, and they're obsessed with weird fixations like Rwanda and shouting about lifeboat crews helping migrants in the sea. You know, Blair always said this, weirdness is a really good attack line. They're just weird.
That makes sense.
You know, as well as you know, the wickedness we can kind of discuss, and I think we agreed on that, but it's just weird to go on about Rwanda to the extent they are.
Weird and wicked is a good kind of
it's a good
strategy
combo,
guess,
isn't it?
All right, well, that's interesting. Thank you, Eamon in Bedford. Next question, please. If you had to choose a UK newspaper to read in 2024, not including the New Europe. Which one would you go for? P.S. I'm in Scotland and curious about your opinion of The Scotsman also. That's from Graham in Scotland.
Well, my answer is going to be very boring, which is The Times, because it was my family's newspaper and I've been reading it since I was young, and it was the first national I worked on as a journalist. The reason I mention that is that I think, I don't know if you agree, Matt, but I think our generation is perhaps the last that will read newspapers out of habit as well as affection, just to you know, it's our paper.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably, and this is a big problem for our industry, is that's we're no longer in that realm.
I'm going to use a get out because I don't think it is a newspaper, but it calls itself a newspaper. Which title am I talking about?
The Morning Star?
No. The Economist.
Ah, okay.
Always describes itself as
a
newspaper.
That's true, it does.
And it's obviously a magazine or periodical. But I do think The Economist, if you have the time, because there's a lot to get into, but it's unfailingly good at explaining things, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it really does sum up everything.
So that would be my thing. My opinion of The Scotsman. So I worked in the Daily Record up in Glasgow for a long time in the mid-1990s. And The Scotsman was this huge totemic title, but it's withered away to next to nothing, I think, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, the only thing I can offer, I'm a huge fan of Alan Massey, cultural and sports writer and novelist. And so I read his stuff, follow him, but I haven't picked up the paper for a long time.
I'm just Googling Scotsman circulation.
I think it's about 7,000 or something like that.
So according to, in February 2020, it says it's 14,000.
But I apologize.
81% paid, so you can knock 20% off that straight away. But given another 3 years of decline, I'll bet you're close to the truth. 7,000, if that.
Could be.
Which is amazing, really.
It really is.
A great title like that, diminishing almost next to nothing. Thank you, Graham, for that. Hope that answers your question. Next question. Last question. From Julia in SE1. Don't you two ever get bored of the sound of your own lefty libtard voices?
Well, good morning, Julia.
I told my wife not to bloody write it again.
There's so many people this could be in my life. And hello to you all. My answer is au contraire. We're just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
Why would anyone get bored of listening to us, Matt?
I au contraire to your au contraire. I get bored of the sound of my lefty libtard voice all the time.
And I actually don't believe you.
I started meditating.
Yes, that's anesthesia, right? And it wouldn't be necessary if you didn't know that the minute you came out of Sam Harris's app, you weren't going to start talking immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm afraid it's a hard no.
The only thing I'd ask Julia is what the hell is she doing listening to our podcast if she thinks we're monotonous, droning lefty libtards?
Oh, that's easy because there's...
Can you say libtard, by the way? Is that...
No. Well, I mean, it's a thing. I mean, people do use it as...
Will people cancel us for...
No, not us. So they'll cancel Julia.
They
go around the whole of SE1 looking for someone called Julia who's very angry with people on the left of centre. I think that it does illustrate... I mean, the question you raise is a very interesting one, which is why is it that in the new world of polarisation and everything, people are horribly... drawn to the opposite. And I have to say that I'm not guiltless myself because I can't stop watching bloody Trump, right? And it worries me because, you know, he's kind of mesmerizingly appalling.
And my whole appreciation of Tucker Carlson for exactly the same reason.
Exactly.
I hate everything he says, but I love the way he says it.
It couldn't be worse, could it? Yeah. I mean, but it's sort of political rubbernecking, isn't it?
Yeah.
And there's no doubt if you're on social media that the right... would disappear if it wasn't for us lefty libtards, right? Yeah, they we are their oxygen, right?
This could be a great slogan for the Two Mats, couldn't it? The home of lefty libtards.
I think it writes itself, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, there we go. We'll put some
new logo.
Consideration into
new
that one.
T-shirts and baseball caps.
Thank you so much, Julia.
Make Britain libtard again.
Thank you. Get your own bloody podcast, Julia, and we'll critique you. How about that? Right. So...
On that bombshell.
Thank you, and happy Sunday morning to you all. I hope you enjoyed our Q&A.
Have
Tune
a great Sunday.
Next Friday for our regular podcast show.
More libtardery.
Yeah, and get in any questions and feedback.
Or just general abuse.
We love abuse, actually. Get in some... Yes, let's have a competition for abuse.
The most abusive question will get a bottle of...
piss.
Fizzy water.
So get in your questions to twomats@tnepublishing.com. That's twomats@tnepublishing.com. If you're on Spotify, you can just tap in your questions or feedback there. Don't forget our subscription offer to subscribe to The New European. If you like this podcast, you'll love The New European, and you can support us by subscribing at www.theneweuropean.co.uk/2mats. And until Friday,
au revoir from the Rive Gauche of Podcastistan.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds. Like the breathable, silky smooth tree dasher, the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree runner, or the classic low top look of the tree piper. Allbirds has a lightweight, ultra packable shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.